Hi, I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world, because there are lots of toxic chemicals out there in the food we eat, in the air we breathe, in the water that we drink, in our clothing, in our homes, in our workplaces, in all kinds of consumer products. But we don't have to get sick because we're exposed to them, because all we need to do is find out where they are, how they can affect us, and make wise choices. And that's what we're about here on the show, is to help you get the information that you need to make those good and healthy choices. Today is Tuesday, January 14th, 2014, so 1414. And it's a very quiet day here in Clearwater, Florida. There's no wind, there's no rain, there's nothing. It's just still with a nice blanket of gray sky. Very, very quiet and peaceful day here. My guest today, we're going to be talking about personal care products for the whole family. Some companies only make things for women. Some make just for children. This company makes organic personal care products for women, men, and children. Her name is Katie Lynch, and she's an independent consultant with Poofy Organics. Hi, Katie.
Hi, Deborah.
How are you today?
I'm very good. Thank you for asking.
Good.
I'm very happy to be on your show.
Thanks. And where are you? You're in New Jersey, I think, right?
Yes, I'm in Somerset County, New Jersey.
Good. All right. So first, tell us about Poofy Organics. How did they get started, and tell us about their story?
Well, Poofy Organics began with a specific goal in mind, and that was to provide a healthy and toxic-free bath and beauty products at reasonable prices. It started in 2006 when Christina Gagliardi-Wilson, she began the company after her mother was diagnosed with breast cancer. And after the diagnosis, they were determined to stop using products laden with toxic chemicals. And they looked and looked, and they didn't have any suitable alternatives to turn to, so they decided to make their own. And they made it their mission to find the safest and most effective ingredients for their products. And currently today, they're a small family-run business, and they are proud to offer these alternative products nationwide. The products are made fresh by hand in small batches in their store in Rutherford, New Jersey, so that's local to me. And they promise to avoid toxic ingredients such as synthetic fragrance, parabens, triclosans, PEGs, oxybenzone, DMOs, and other harmful chemicals. And they also use recyclable and biodegradable packaging, and they never, ever test products on animals. In addition, their products, 80% of them are vegan. Most of them are USDA-certified organic products, and all of them are gluten-free and made with USDA-certified organic ingredients. One of the things I like the best is that the scents are made with organic essential oils or food extracts. And then since they started in 2006, they keep formulating more and more products. So they have developed the I Am Goddess line, which is a line for women, including body sprays, lotions, soaps, sugar scrubs, makeup, and nail polish. They have come up with Ruggedly Natural for men, which includes soap, aftershave, lotion, and shaving gel. Young, Wild, and Free for kids, which includes body sprays, body wash, lotions, deodorants, and lip balms. And then Baby Poof for babies, which includes lotion, bath wash, shampoo, diaper rash cream, and vapor rub for chest colds. They also sell deodorants, home cleaning products, laundry detergent, dishwasher detergent. And they are Poofy Organic products are safe for our world, children, pets, expectant mothers. And like I mentioned before, they made it their mission to find the safest and most effective ingredients for all of the products.
Tell us about, we have a lot of time that we can talk about the products, but tell us about how you became interested.
Well, I have my undergraduate degree in environmental science and political science, and then after that, I went for my master in public health from the University of Medicine and Dentistry in New Jersey. And while I was completing my master in public health, I took a toxicology class, and I specifically remember this one class when it hit me that most of what I put on my skin was was actually being absorbed and entering my bloodstream. I guess I had never, you know, I think I was 23 years old and really never fully understood what it meant to put something on my skin.
I think that a lot of people are not aware of that. I know that I was probably about 23 years old when I started, had that same idea that, because I didn't even know anything about toxic chemicals, when I was 23 until I got sick from them. And then I started noticing that, you know, you can put something on your skin and then, you can even almost taste it sometimes if you're paying attention. And it just like goes right in. It goes right through your body.
The professor, I don't remember if he said it was blood or urine that they tested, but they actually used perfume and then tested the blood or the urine directly after and then, of course, before, and they noticed it in the output right away. Very fast.
It's amazing how fast.
Yeah, it really was. So that made a huge impact on me. And so I thought about it, and I went home, and I threw out all my perfume because that was a product that I knew I didn't need. And why was I going to keep using it if it was just going to be harming my body?
Good thought.
Yes. I was, and really, it's funny. It was so many years ago, but I can distinctly remember, you know, the room and just coming to that conclusion. So then I started to look at the rest of my products. And, you know, for financial reasons, I wasn't able to make healthier choices all at once. But over time, I drastically reduced the number of products that I used, and then for those products that I couldn't live without, I made better choices when I bought new items, you know, like the soap, the lotion, toothpaste, deodorant. Those are products that I couldn't live without, and so I just made better choices when I purchased them. And so over the past 10 years, I keep looking for the safest, least toxic, healthiest products to use in my home and on my skin. Over that time, I discovered the Environmental Working Group Skin Deep Database, and I that as a guide, and just in general, it became a passion of mine to find affordable skincare items that were safe for me and my family to use. I had my first child in 2008, and then my second child in 2011, and of course, this passion for safe skincare just grew stronger. And so in 2012, my daughter had a really bad diaper rash that wasn't soothed with any of the other toxic-free creams that I was already using, so I went to the health food store to see what new product I might try, and that's when I found Poofy Organic. It was on the shelf, and I tried it out, and I ended up purchasing the diaper rash cream because it had really fabulous ingredients. It was thick and creamy, and also because, to me, it was a local company, and I thought that was very fascinating.
It's great to buy local. Yes, that's a very good thing. And so then, what made you decide? So, we're almost coming up on the break, but I'll ask you this question and we'll just have a little bit of time to talk about this, but we can continue. So now I'm looking at the website and it talks about hosting an affair. So is this a multi-level company or is it like a give a party company?
It is. So about 18 months ago, they decided to try the multi-level direct sales model. So this is pretty, you know, the company started in 2006, and about 18 months ago they went to the direct sales model. One of my friends became a diva, which is what we call ourselves as an individual. She became a diva this past summer, and when she started telling me about all the Poofy products, I became really intrigued. I was only familiar at that point with the Baby Twist diaper rash cream. I was thrilled to learn that they made over 100 different skin, beauty, and home products. A direct sales is something I had contemplated in the past year, but I could not see myself selling any products that I didn't believe in 100%, and none of the companies that I was familiar with met that requirement. So, you know, I spent some time researching Poofy Organic and the products they were selling and realized that Poofy Organic was a company I could get behind and really be excited to introduce people to.
Great. So we need to take a break now.
Sure.
But we'll be back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Katie Lynch. She's an independent consultant with Poofy Organics, and we're talking about personal care products for the whole family. We'll be right back. Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Gadd, and my guest today is Katie Lynch. She's an independent consultant with Poofy Organics, who sells organic personal care products for the whole family. Katie, tell us, why would somebody want to use organic products instead of the ones they find just, you know, on the shelf at the supermarket or their drugstore?
Well, like I mentioned before, we absorb up to 60% of what we put on our skin. And children's bodies actually absorb more than adults do. And so since we are absorbing what we put on our skin, it's kind of like, in my mind, we're eating the products that we're putting on our skin, in a sense, because they're ending up in our body. So many of the conventional products out there are filled with toxic ingredients, things that I definitely would not want to put in my body, and so I'm not going to put them on my body.
What are some of those chemicals and their health effects?
So I have an infographic here that was created by the Natural Health Concepts in July of 2012. Uh-huh. And they have the 12 toxic and carcinogenic compounds found in beauty and skincare products. And, you know, so some of them are benzoyl peroxide, and that is used in acne products, and it's a possible tumor promoter, could act as a mutagen, produces DNA damage to human and other mammalian cells. Another toxic ingredient is dioxin, and this won't appear in ingredients. It's often found in antibacterial ingredients like triclosan, emulsifiers, TEZs, and cleansers like sodium lauryl sulfate, or SLS. Dioxin causes cancer, reduces immunity, nervous system disorders, miscarriages, and birth deformities. Other common ones are parabens, methyl, butyl, ethyl, propyl. They're used as preservatives. Again, this is not always labeled. Use in deodorants and other skincare products. This chemical has been found in breast cancer tumors, may also contribute to sterility in males, hormone imbalance in females, and early puberty. Triclosan, which is, I know that has been in the news recently.
Yeah, a lot, yes.
Yes, it's a synthetic antibacterial ingredient. EPA registers it as a pesticide, which poses risks human health and in the environment, classified as a chemical suspected of causing cancer in humans.
Now, you've been talking about how some of these aren't necessarily on the they're not necessarily on the label. Triclosan actually is required by law to be on the label because of its status as a pesticide. So it's not something that's going to be hidden. If it's there, you're going to see it on the label.
Mm-hmm. That's good. I think I personally think that all of those ingredients should be listed and that they shouldn't be allowed to leave any of them off.
I agree. But sometimes dioxin, for example, I know is sometimes a byproduct kind of thing or a contaminant. And so it's not added as an ingredient itself, but it's there because it's in one of the ingredients as a contaminant. And so that's one of the things that, I mean, we can't say that's something to watch out for because it's not something that you can see. But this is one of the reasons why it's important to choose organic. I had a guest on a few weeks ago who she works on the level of helping establish the ingredients that are allowed to be used by organic farmers in organic farming. And it was a very interesting show because she told us the whole hierarchy of everything that goes into the making of an organic product. And there's actually a whole board at the top of where they have public review and everything of the ingredients, the materials that are allowed to be used in organic. And then, so there's a lot of room for people objecting to things that are toxic. And she said that there have been times when that board wanted to approve things that were toxic and the public wouldn't let them. Mm-hmm. And so then it comes down to there's the laws, and then there's her organization that actually takes these regulations and finds the products and says, here's the products. And then there's the certifiers that are certifying that the organic farmers are actually using these safe materials in the growing of these organic ingredients. And then there's the farmers who are growing organic because they want to be growing organic, you know? And, mm-hmm. and so it really is very well regulated all the way down the line. So if you get something that says certified USDA organic, those ingredients really are going to be organic, and they're ingredients that are grown and come from the soil in a natural environment versus some of these other chemicals that are synthetic, which is another word for petroleum or coal tar or petrochemical, and it's made in a factory. And so when you have ingredients that are being made from these synthetic materials, it's very easy to get those contaminants in them. So that's just another way to think of it, that if you're going organic, you're not going to have to worry about dioxin because it's just not there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and you said that very well.
Thank you.
That's better than I could have. I know, you know, again, I'm an independent consultant, but the owner, she does go through the certification, the USDA certification process every year, and she does have a lot of paperwork to show, and it does take a long time for her to make all these products certified, USDA certified organic, but she does it because she wants that certification, because she wants people to know that her products are the safest that they can get. And so it's very important to her, and she puts the time in to get the certification.
So is the product itself certified, or are the ingredients certified?
Many of the products are USDA certified organic. Not all of them, but those that are not are made with organic ingredients. But many of the products are certified organic.
And what does it mean that a product is certified organic? The product itself. Oh, we have to go to break. So we'll answer that question when we come back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Katie Lynch, and she's an independent consultant with Proofy Organics, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. My name is Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is my guest today is Katie Lynch, an independent consultant with Proofy Organics, and we're talking about organic personal care products for the entire family. Right before the break, we were talking about certified USDA certified organic personal care products, and you were going to tell us about that.
Yes. So in order to place the USDA organic seal on a product, it has to have at least 95% of organic ingredients in it. And then that 5% that is not organic, that needs to go through another process which maintains that those ingredients have not been manufactured using sewage sludge or ionizing radiation and have not been created using GMOs. An example of such an ingredient would be baking soda. Baking soda cannot be found organically, and so they use a company like Bob's Red Mill as a staple for their organic for their baking soda, because it upholds the highest standards in the industry. So something else that cannot be certified organic is something like a lotion, because in order to be certified organic, a product cannot have zinc oxide, decyl polyglucose, emulsifying wax, or mica's iron oxide. That's part of the regulation. And an emulsifying wax is needed in a regular lotion to make it work, to make the oil, to make the pieces of the product stay together in a lotion format.
It's like mixing oil and water. They don't mix.
Yes, exactly.
And so that's why you need an emulsifying wax to put that together.
Yes, exactly. And so Poofy Organics uses the purest and simplest one out there. It's comprised of cetyl alcohol and sorbitan ester, and they're both benign ingredients, and they don't use much in the recipe to make it work.
Excellent. Okay. Well, now let's just talk about your product line. First, before we do, if you're interested in these products, listeners, go to my website, toxicfreetalkradio.com, and look for the description of this show, because it has a list to that, God, I can't talk today. Has a link. Too many toxic chemicals. No. It has a link to Katie's specific website as a distributor. And that way, you'll be able to reach her directly. And when you go to her website, it's kind of long. That's why I'm telling you to go like this. It's too much to write down. When you go to this website, it's not going to say Poofy Organics. There's a little logo that says Poofy Organics, but the big banner right now today at the time of this show says I Am Goddess, which is one of their lines. Is that correct?
Yes, and so that website will eventually be changing over to be Poofy Organics. You know, as the company has evolved, they are making changes and trying to make it more organized and user-friendly for the clients.
Yeah, I understand how businesses grow like that. You think that, I mean, that happens with my website too. I think I've got it all down and then I start adding things. And every once in a while you have to like come back and say, okay, I'm going to make this cohesive again.
Yes, exactly. And so actually, that's why our website is now mypoofyorganics.com.
Okay, good. Yeah. So you'll know that you're in the right place anyway.
So yeah, so I Am Goddess is one of the lines, and that is the line for women.
And tell us what is contained in that line.
In that line, there's body washes and lotions. There are about 8 different scents. Again, all made with essential oils or food extracts. There is a delicious sugar scrub, a body scrub, and those are USDA certified organic, and as the body washes are as well. There is soap, and there is a body spritzer, which is, I think, close to perfume, but with good ingredients in it. There is also massage oil as part of the I Am Goddess line. Are you interested in me naming any of the ingredients in there? Or
well, tell us what kinds of ingredients, just so that people get an idea. And
sure, I'd love to.
Yeah, the kinds of things that you're including.
Yes, okay. So in the body lotion, which is called a blessing, the ingredients are distilled water, organic apricot kernel oil, organic unrefined shea butter, organic vegetable glycerin, emulsifying wax, which is the phytosterile alcohol and sorbitan ester, organic rosemary extract, leukonostoc ferment filtrate, which is kimchi seaweed extract, and that is the preservative, and organic essential oils.
Now, I was going to say how, when you're listening to that list of ingredients, it sounds like things that you recognize. It doesn't sound like a bunch of chemicals because it isn't.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Go on with what you were going to say.
Oh, no, I was just going to say because these products are made fresh and preservatives are used sparingly, there is a expiration date on each lotion, but because they're made fresh to order, they're very fresh when you get them, which is another thing that I like. A couple of times I've had a client had to wait on a product because they were waiting to get the ingredients in, but that's something that happens when you have things made in small batches by hand.
Well, another benefit of direct sales is that they're not products that are just sitting on shelves for months. And
exactly.
So it is very fresh, and when your order comes in, they can put it together, or they've made it a very short period of time before, because they're not, I mean, the mass market kind of model says that you make millions of units or thousands of units, and that they sit in a warehouse and then they go sit on a store shelf. So by the time you actually buy something in a store, it could have been made 6 months ago or a year ago. Mm-hmm. And with direct sales, you get it right immediately. We're going to go to break again. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Katie Lynch. She's an independent consultant with Poofy Organics. And again, you can go to toxicfreetalkradio.com in order to get the link to her website. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Katie Lynch, independent consultant with Poofy Organics. And we're talking about personal care products for the entire family. Again, you can go to toxicfreetalkradio.com, look for Katie Lynch, and you'll see the link that goes to her website. Katie, let's talk about nail polish for a minute. We've talked about nail polish on the show before, and people are always wanting to wear nail polish, and I keep saying, but I haven't found one that's pure enough. And it's because, as you say, or as your company says, right on the side it says, although nail polish can never be completely natural, and that's true. I don't know how a nail polish would be completely natural. the best that you can do with nail polish is to eliminate the most toxic ingredients, but you're still going to have some ingredients that are, you know, basically industrial petrochemical kind of ingredients. So tell us about your nail polish.
Well, our nail polish does not use ingredients such as toluene, dibutyl phthalate, formaldehyde, and camphor, and those are the most four toxic ingredients normally found in nail polish. So the recipe is biodegradable and safe for pregnant and nursing women and children as well. I will say there is an odor, but I think that comes along with nail polish in general. I don't think you could ever make an odorless nail polish.
I think that's true.
Yes, and it does stay on like regular nail polish does. I have been using it and have had success with it, and I've had a couple of clients. I've had a couple of clients use it and been very happy with it. We also make a polish remover, which is chemical-free and does not contain an icky smell. Right now it just comes in unscented, and there are five ingredients in that: soybean methyl ester, dimethyl butyrate, dimethyl adipate, dimethyl succinate, and ethylated tri-alcohol.
Lots of ethyls.
Yes, I know, and I apologize for the mispronunciation, which I'm sure I did.
It's okay.
So the nail polish does come in. We have about over 50 nail polish colors, and there are a lot of fun colors on there. So if you're somebody who has been looking for nail polish, I would love it for you to try one.
Well, all I can say about nail polish is that I think that it's one of those unnecessary things. But if you decide that you must wear nail polish, then this is as good as any of the other less toxic nail polishes. My personal opinion is that it's not so important to me personally to wear nail polish to put those ingredients on my fingers. Okay, let's talk about your cosmetics.
Yes. So Poofy Organics does have a full line of cosmetics, including eyeshadow, mascara, eyeliner, foundation and blush, lip gloss, and lipstick. And
mascara? I'm always looking for mascara.
In the mascara, the ingredients are water, chamomile, hydrosol, Sara Alba, which is beeswax, Carinuba wax, mica, coffee powder, rice powder, sunflower seed oil, cornstarch, lecithin, vitamin E, and then a couple of extracts, including bark extract, rosemary flower extract, and a couple other extracts in there.
You know, that sounds very natural, because I've looked at a lot of mascaras, and that sounds like one that I personally would try and see how I like that one. As I don't wear a lot of makeup, but mm-hmm. mascara does make my eyes look bigger. So mm-hmm. I'm always looking for a mascara that I like. So good job on those ingredients.
Thank you.
All right. Let's talk about, so what do you have for babies and children? Babies, I guess it is.
Yes. So for the babies, there is a bath and shampoo wash. There's a baby lotion. There is something that's called Taffy's Cheeks, which is a baby balm stick, which is very easy to apply. There's the diaper rash cream, which I've talked about before. And there is something called a vapor rub-a-dub-dub, which I really like a lot personally. It's in lieu of something like Vicks, and this is mm-hmm. a certified, USDA certified organic product. And so when my children get stuffy and are coughing at night, I typically put this on their feet, and I put socks over it, and it definitely helps with their cough. And so the ingredients in the vapor rub-a-dub-dub are organic sunflower oil, organic beeswax, organic essential oils of chamomile, lavender, eucalyptus, coriander, and peppermint.
That sounds very soothing.
It is very soothing. I think it smells really
nice. What's a boo-boo stick?
A boo-boo stick is it's a natural soothing balm, and that protects and heals skin irritation. It's great to put in your purse or your diaper bag, and just to have with you, when if your child gets a little cut or scratch, it's nice to have it to put it on there. And so in that contains organic beeswax, organic virgin coconut oil, organic sunflower oil, organic neem oil, organic cocoa butter, organic calendula, organic comfrey oil, organic sea buckthorn oil, organic St. John's wort extract, organic essential oils of rosemary, tea tree, sage, chamomile, and lavender.
And tell us about what you have for men.
For men, this is one of the newer lines, and there are three scents that the products come in: coconut and honey, lemongrass and vanilla, and wooden citrus. And the products are an aftershave and body lotion, a body wash, soap bars, cologne, shaving gel, and an aftershave tonic.
My husband see that you do, in addition to products for babies, you also have a line for kids.
Yes. That is also one of the newer products. And so my children are now almost 6 and 2.5, and they really love the scents. I've never let them use scents before because, again, I don't like scents unless they're made from essential oils. So all of these scents are made from essential oils. And the scents are Candy Crush, which is a peppermint. Reminds me of a candy cane. Raspberry Lemonade Punch, Chocolate Orange Milkshake, Aloha Smoothie, and Peace, Love, and Vanilla. And those products are lotions, body washes, body spray, lip balm, deodorant, and deodorant. And my kids really have a fun time after bath picking which scent they want to wear that evening.
I think that this is a really good combination of the organic ingredients, but also the fun aspect.
Yeah.
And I know that a lot of times, I've been doing this for more than 30 years, and so a lot of the products early on were just very simple and straightforward. And I personally like simple, straightforward products.
Mm-hmm.
But I also know that one of the conversations that I have over and over with manufacturers is that you have to make something that the public will buy, what consumers want. And consumers want to have, scents and colors and all these things and nail polish. And so it's always good to make things as non-toxic and organic as possible mm-hmm. to match what the consumer wants to buy. So I think that at looking at this product line, I think that Poofy Organics has done a good job of doing that.
Thank you. And just something I forgot from the children's products. There's a cheery cherry toddler toothpaste, which is certified organic, and I believe it's the only USDA certified organic toddler toothpaste on the market. And so I just wanted to make mention of that as well.
Good. Thank you.
Gluten-free, fluoride-free, and my kids love using that as well.
Good. Good.
It's made with bentonite clay and a bunch of other good ingredients.
Good. So we only just have a couple minutes left. Is there anything that you want to make sure you say before we end?
Anybody who's looking for a petroleum jelly replacement, we make a product called Greener Than Petroleum Jelly, and it is USDA certified organic and made with sunflower oil and beeswax. And I gave up petroleum jelly, 10 years ago when I realized what it was, and I am very pleased to be back to using something very similar.
That was, I never used a lot of petroleum jelly, but petroleum jelly is just what it says. It's jelly made out of petroleum. Like, how much more petroleum can you get than petroleum jelly?
Mm-hmm.
So it's good to have organic alternatives to that. Thank you so much for being with us today, Katie. I think that we all learned a lot. And if you're interested in learning more about these, you can go to toxicfreetalkradio.com. If you want to become a independent consultant, give a party, make some money, this is a product line that you can do that and know that it's something that's organic. And
we can also do virtual parties as well.
Ah, so if you want to do a virtual party, then contact Katie. Again, it's toxicfreetalkradio.com and look for Katie Lynch. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd.
Thank you.